A Kansas City pharmacist is scheduled to appear in federal court today. A judge hears arguments on whether Robert Courtney should be released on bond while the FBI investigates charges he diluted cancer-fighting drugs. The allegations have rocked the faith people place in pharmacists. Frank Morris of member station KCUR in Kansas City reports.
Bright pink, cursive neon beckons customers into Research Tower Pharmacy. Friday afternoon, it's pretty much business as usual. The owner's name, Robert Courtney, is posted at the drop-off window. But to customers leaving the building, the name is tied to a plague of fear and anger that spread across Kansas City.
It is sort of scary, you know, seeing that they can do that, you know, that they do have the power to, you know, dilute medication. You just don't know. You know, I'm just glad I don't have like a serious, you know, illness or anything, because I would really be scared.
Courtney's pharmacy has thrived as a trend toward outpatient cancer care has driven up the demand for the pre-mixed chemotherapy IV bags he specializes in. When Byron Vermillion was diagnosed with lung cancer, doctors put him on Taxol and Gemzar from Courtney's pharmacy. He died soon after. Now, his widow, Marge Vermillion, must face painful questions about her husband's care.
The first thought that goes through your mind is, well, if it hadn't been for that, could he have survived? You know, could we be planning a trip together now? Could we be together? Would he be here? I just hope that somehow or other, he at least had a good, even fight. That the odds weren't stacked against him.
Courtney's admitted stacking the odds against as many as 35 patients, diluting their medications over the course of several months. Investigators say the scope of the crimes could be much broader. More than 1,000 people have called a special hotline set up for the investigation. Meanwhile, physicians have been on the phone round the clock, warning patients they may not have gotten proper treatment. Lawyer Patrick McInerney represents some of those doctors.
The toughest phone calls made anywhere in the city, I'd venture to say, certainly over the last several days, have been these phone calls.
Physicians are no longer sure what they've sent through the veins of some of their most seriously ill patients, and they don't know how to respond because low doses of chemo can make cancer cells resistant to the drugs. It shattered some patients' trust in the system.
Now you start to second guess yourself and you start to say, boy, I can't afford to be afraid of this thing because I need to keep my positive attitude. But on the other hand, you're just scared down to your socks.
Leanne Lance took IVs from Courtney's pharmacy several years ago. She didn't sleep the night the allegations broke, but no longer worries. The anti-cancer drugs she used are red, making them hard to dilute unnoticed. They're also relatively cheap. The medications Courtney is accused of adulterating are clear and very expensive. A single dose could cost more than $1,000. And Lance notes those drugs are most often used as a last resort, setting up the possibility for a near-perfect crime.
Who's not going to just think that the meds didn't work and that the patients were, you know, were going to die anyway? And maybe in his sick, twisted way, he was thinking, these people don't have any hope, so I might as well profit from it.
Court records show Courtney holds assets worth more than $10 million, including a huge new home just a few blocks from where Leanne Lance lives. Lance believes her neighbor's tampering stopped only because a drug company salesman, ever vigilant about his commissions, spoke with doctors and found that Courtney was selling more chemotherapy than he was buying. State regulators have no immediate plans to beef up pharmacy inspections. For NPR News, I'm Frank Morris in Kansas City.